Brad Thompson, Jamie Rivers, Anthony Stolitzer. We're going to talk to Jeremy Rutherford about some of the changes that we saw over the weekend for the Blues line combinations, and also discuss the Vegas Golden Knights, because that looks like to be, that's going to be the first round opponent for the Blues. We'll break down things with Jeremy Rutherford next on 101 ESPN.
It's time for the Rutherford Report on 101 ESPN.
Anything you folks want to know about the fascinating world of pro hockey? Here we go.
It's the Fastlane on 101 ESPN with Jamie Rivers and Brad Thompson. I'm Anthony Stolitzer. Let's head to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. We've got our Jeremy Rutherford. We got our Blues insider, Jeremy Rutherford, with The Athletic. You can follow him at JP Rutherford on Twitter. JR, I know that you wrote recently that with the Blues being a playoff team, and a lot of that is thanks in large part to their improvements on the power play. So when it comes to improvements on the power play, I know recently you wrote about simplicity. What have they simplified over the last couple of weeks now?
Guys, I think it's, Anthony, it's just getting shots on net. I think it's just putting themselves in a position where they're going to create traffic in front, and I think they're going to be more direct. And when I say more direct, I think that's all over the ice. I think it's, you know, as I mentioned in the article, with the regroups, getting up the ice quickly. I think it's with the zone entries, getting into the zone. Watching these dozens of power plays the past couple of days from earlier in the year, it just took too long to get everything going and finally get things set up. And then they just weren't able to make anything of these power plays. So I think that's what it is just more north-south direct and simplifying things.
How much do you attribute maybe some of the chemistry to that too, JR? Because, look, it was no secret at the start of the season. A couple of different guys on the power play, Torrey Krug, quarterback to power play in Boston for many years, but wasn't here in St. Louis. You lost your quarterback in Alex Pietrangelo, and then Mike Hoffman, nobody knew where he fit in exactly. Well, we know where he fits in now, so how much do you attribute their recent success to having that chemistry?
Yeah, I think a couple things, and it's a good point, Riv, and something that I didn't put a lot of stock in, but after working on this story, I do put some stock in it now, is they didn't have a preseason schedule, and we kind of all just kind of moved on from that because the season started. We were excited to have hockey, but it didn't give the Blues six or seven games in the preseason to get acclimated with Mike Hoffman, Torrey Krug, new faces that were going to be on that unit. And then secondly, we all knew that Mark Savard moved in and Jim Montgomery was going to be the new power play coach. But in talking to some people about Coach Montgomery, who's a great mind when it comes to offense and the power play, his system is a lot of information. And what I was told is that it's a lot of good information. It just may take a while to digest. So it's a little bit different than a Mark Savard coming in. And, you know, he's just got 15, 20 years of experience and a good feel for what it should look like. This was more information-based, and it took him a while. So I do think the chemistry played a role in that slow start on the power play.
JR, three regular season games left for the Blues before the playoffs start. How do you think Craig Berube's going to handle his team? I mean, is this going to be an opportunity to give some guys some rest? What do you think he's going to do?
Yeah, it's tough. I think Riv hit it on the head earlier. You know, you can't really do much when you got salary cap implications, you got the taxi squad, and you got guys who are banged up. We asked him about Tarasenko and Sammy Blay and Vince Dunn, and he said, Craig Berube said just a couple hours ago, the hope is to get those guys back in a regular season game, but they just don't know. So it's not like you can just take them off the roster, plug in three taxi squad guys, different guys, and then all of a sudden now you're giving O'Reilly and Falk and all these guys arrest. So tonight we're not going to see too much different. Mikula's out, and then you're going to have Dakota Joshua in and Mackenzie McEachern out. I think that maybe in the last two games of the regular season you could perhaps see Ryan O'Reilly and or like a Justin Falk get a break, but not much they can do with the situation.
Jared, we're pretty sure that it's going to be Vegas in the opening round, barring any sort of collapse by them and Colorado overtaking Vegas. But again, it looks like it's going to be the Golden Knights. How do you feel that the Blues match up with Vegas after what we saw during the regular season?
Yeah, I think it's a tough matchup. I really do. And I'm not saying that they can't play with them. They can't compete with them. We've seen this year that they can. I just think that Vegas is really deep up front. I think they come at you in waves. I think what I've witnessed from this head-to-head matchup between the Blues and Vegas Golden Knights is that the Blues seem to get on their heels when that wave starts coming at them. And, you know, they would have to be able to withstand that. And then you look at on the blue line, I think Vegas obviously has some key players there that can win a series for you. And as Jamie mentioned earlier, Marc-Andre Fleury probably would be the goalie. I think the Blues have had some success against Robin Lehner. So, you know, again, same with Colorado. I think they can compete with them. Same with Minnesota. I think they can compete. I just think Vegas is the tough team in terms of trying to win a seven-game series against them.
Yeah, JR, that's the one thing I looked at when I was evaluating this, too, is what team reminds me the most of a St. Louis Blues-type team, and that's the Vegas Golden Knights. They play that 200-foot game, and they back-check, and they forecheck, and they got some size and some physicality, and that will make them problematic for the Blues for sure. That leads me to my next question. If you do play the Vegas Golden Knights, if you're Craig Berube, and let's say all of your D-men are healthy, do you think Craig Berube would explore a scenario where maybe he keeps some bigger, more physical guys in the lineup on the back end, or do you think he'll just continue to go with, you know, the guys who are healthy are going?
Yeah, I think you have to consider that. I think that's what the playoffs are going to be about. And, you know, I've said this to you guys before. All the opposing teams that I talked to in the past, let's say, 5 years about the St. Louis Blues defense is just so tall and lanky, long sticks. You can't even attempt to pass because, you know, it's tough to get it through. And so I think that's what the Blues' bread and butter has been. Obviously, Petrangelo gone, Bouwmeester gone, so on and so forth. But with what long bodies you have, I think that would benefit you to have like a Mikkola in the lineup, so on and so forth. So it's all going to depend, as we talked about a minute ago, on who's healthy. I mean, Vince Dunn, one minute they said he was going to play by the end of the week. The next minute they said there's no timetable. And now they're saying that they hope that he can play by the end of regular season. So I just don't know who's going to be available back there. And obviously he'll have to make his lineup decisions based on that.
JR, what's the plan for Klim Kostin?
Yeah, so asked Craig Berube that a couple days ago, and he said that the hope was to get him potentially in that last game of the regular season. So you have tonight in L.A. and then a couple against Minnesota at home to round out the regular season. And that kind of coincides with about a seven-day quarantine. He was scheduled to arrive a few days ago in North America, and he was placed on that taxi squad. So as we look at it, there's a chance that Kostin could be one of those guys who steps in and plays in the finale.
JR, Klim Kostin coming back from the KHL, what do you think, in your opinion, what would he bring to a Blues squad that would help them in a playoff series? And let's even go one step further, against a team like the Vegas Golden Knights.
Yeah, I think just what we talked about in terms of physicality, slowing down those waves with the Vegas Golden Knights, and we talked about, you know, playing maybe a bigger lineup against them defensively. Klim Kostin, from what we've heard and the people we've talked to, him playing in the KHL this year, he was real physical. I talked to his coach over there in the KHL, and he said that Kostin was hitting everything in sight. You look at his playoff numbers in the KHL, and you're talking, you know, 7, 8, you know, 9 hits a game. And obviously, you know, if he comes to St. Louis, the spot you'd probably see for him is on a fourth line potentially. I think the Blues like what they have going with their top three lines. But, man, if you can bring in a guy who just came off a playoff run and now he's had this little mini break and he's hungry to play in the NHL and put him on your fourth line, have that physicality, and he's got a little bit of skill too, I think it could be a good add. We just need to see him get on the ice first and see where he's at.
JR, great stuff, my man. As always, we're looking forward to more pieces like the one that you wrote. And again, if you haven't checked it out yet, make sure you go to @JPRutherford on Twitter or The Athletic. Jeremy broke down a great thing, a deeper look into the Blues' improved power play. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yep, sounds good, guys. Thanks.